With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Democrats are not happy with President Biden's performance in the CNN presidential debate. In an interview with Anderson Cooper, Vice President Kamala Harris tried to reassure Democrats. When Cooper noted that Biden's performance was disappointing, Harris said that Biden had a slow start, but she believed he had a strong finish. Biden was led off stage at the end of the debate by his wife. President Biden and former President Trump tangled over abortion during the debate.
The president pledged to restore Roe v. Wade if reelected, while Trump argued against the nationwide constitutional right to abortion.
We don't think that's a good thing. We think it's a radical thing. We think the Democrats are the radicals, not the Republicans.
For 51 years, that was the law. 51 years, constitutional scholarship said it was the right way to go. 51 years.
Asked about abortion pills, Trump said that he wouldn't block the medications. Greg Clugston at the CNN presidential debate in Atlanta.
Also at SRNnews.com, Idaho hospitals can do emergency abortions for now.
The ruling could mean the issue ends up before the high court again soon. It came after an opinion was briefly posted on the court's website accidentally and quickly taken down, but not before it was obtained by Bloomberg News. The Biden administration had argued doctors must be allowed to provide emergency abortions when a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. But Idaho says its law does allow abortions to save the life of a pregnant woman, and federal law doesn't require wider exceptions.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A Supreme Court ruling addresses the Securities and Exchange Commission's power to enforce violations. The SEC enforces alleged violations with in-house tribunals without juries. The justices ruled 6-3 that some of these tribunals violate the right to trial by jury. This is SRN News. A New York church receives an honor.
Trinity African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church in Binghamton has been added to a trail honoring Harriet Tubman. Tubman Center Director Ann Bailey tells the Christian Post that Trinity was an important stop in the Underground Railroad, that clandestine network of abolitionists that helped slaves escape the South before emancipation. She says the church was, quote, a well-known destination for those seeking refuge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has blocked Michigan's 24-hour waiting period for abortions and some other abortion-related provisions. Judge Seema Patel says they conflict with a 2022 voter-approved amendment to the state constitution that guarantees access to abortion. The judge also stopped Michigan's requirement that only a physician can perform an abortion. She said it excluded qualified nurses, physician assistants, and nurse midwives. This is SRN News. There are concerns for America's auto industry.
The industry is concerned that Chinese car makers may be preparing to set up shop in Mexico to exploit North American trade rules. The Chinese could then send ultra-low-priced electric vehicles streaming into the United States, devastating the U.S. auto industry, which envisions American EVs as the core of their business in the coming decades. To defuse the threat, the U.S. does have a range of options that it might be forced to deploy. Whatever steps the U.S. government might take, though, would likely face legal challenges from companies that want to import the Chinese EVs. John Scott reporting.
Another whistleblower has come forward alleging safety issues at Boeing. Richard Cueva is a mechanic at Strom, a contractor. He says he saw holes improperly drilled into the bulkheads of 787 planes at a Kansas facility last year. More details at srnnews.com.